Welcome to the Voices of the University podcast series, marking the 50th anniversary of the University of Warwick. Commissioned by the Institute of Advanced Study, the Voices of the University collection comprises of over 200 interviews with current and former staff, students and local residents, and reveals the history of the University of Warwick through their voices. In the fifth episode of our series, IAS Research Fellow Grace Huxford introduces extracts from the collection on the world of student activities, societies and politics here at Warwick.
Since 1965, students and staff have established a diverse range of groups and societies on campus. Mike Haslam, one of the first intake of Warwick undergraduates, describes the process of setting up a society in the early days of the university.
I think there was some sort of start-up money and you had to bid for it. So if you wanted to set up a club, you had to have a few people who said, we'd like a stamp collecting club. And you had to make your business case to the admin office. And they say, well, yes, you know, and here's a bit of money to get started. And that was it. It was very simple. So it was just, you know, if you wanted to form a society, you find a few like-minded people and go and make the case. And then they gradually grew. And I think there were a lot of little startups where it might have been a few key people, but nobody else joined. So they sort of withered on the vine. And the ones that the common ones that, you know, people liked, like the folk club and the jazz club, and that there was a rambling society. There were sort of a few hardcore popular ones that had a more general appeal.
Other societies developed over time. Sarah Jane Bodell, a current postgraduate student, describes her involvement in the Warwick Quizzing Society and experiences as part of Warwick's University Challenge team.
It was a lot of fun. You know, I don't have stage fright or anything like that. So, it was just a fun new experience to sort of sit on a television set with Jeremy Paxman being grumpy and Roger Tilling getting kind of crazy excited at the end of a tense match. I just had fun.
Students and staff have also been involved in a range of protests, sit-ins and campaigns on the university campus. From the late 1960s, students across the world participated in many social protests. Some students at Warwick also protested, calling for greater transparency in the administration of the university and, as we heard in the previous episode, for a students' union building. These demands led to a number of sit-ins, most notably in the university's registry in February 1970. Barbara Winslow, a history postgraduate student at the time, describes the student meeting which passed the motion to occupy the registry.
Slowly over time, even students who didn't consider themselves political socialist activists did say, just a minute, we should have a student union that's comfortable, that meets our needs as students. All I do remember was the meeting. It was a big, packed meeting. It passed, if I'm not mistaken, it passed overwhelmingly to have a sit-in. But I remember it was very popular. And then once you begin to sit in, I mean, that was fun too.
Professor Derek Burke, founding professor of biological science, also describes the day.
You know where the biological sciences is. There's a big lab on the ground floor with windows that look straight down to this hill towards the main site. And all of a sudden, we saw coming up this hill a column of red flags. And it was the occupation of the registry. And I'd never seen anything like this before. I'd come from Aberdeen, which was a very traditional top-down university. So we were totally baffled, actually. We were just in the lab. We were getting on with things.
Student protests and campaigns, both local and national, have continued to take place on the university campus. For example, a rent strike in spring 1975 resulted in a month-long occupation of Senate House during the summer term. Former Vice-Chancellor Sir Brian Follett also describes a later protest in the 1990s.
It was a good evening. We enjoyed it. It was quite good. The university paid to ship in large amounts of pizzas and beer. And then the Newsnight team, who were coming up and had agreed through gritted teeth to travel all the way up the M40 to interview the students at Warwick who were rioting, you know. Were so bored by the time they got to Banbury, they turned round and went back up the M40 to London. And when this news was broken to the students, everybody lost heart, had a final beer and went home. And the last 20 students cleared up Senate House, took everything out. I thought that was great. I loved that evening. That was terrific fun. It was enjoyable and there was no bitterness. God, we were lucky.
In the next Voices of the University podcast, we shall hear more about important visitors to Warwick. For further details or to hear the interviews in full, please consult the Voices of the University website.